Derek Michaud grew up playing baseball in Olympia. Now he's got a sports scholarship to Robert Morris University in Chicago. Not a baseball scholarship, an e-sports scholarship. Electronic sports, as in online gaming. An injury stopped Derek from playing baseball, and he started playing the online game League of Legends. And look what's happened since then. I talked to Derek and his father, Doug. Doug told me he reacted like most other parents would when Derek first got into gaming.
Gee, can't you think of something better to do with your time? I mean, you spend all your time locked away in your room or up in the computer room. Can't you come out for the light of day and, you know, do some more healthful activities? We really didn't see, my wife and I really didn't see that there was much of a payout or a benefit to the level of effort that he was putting into it.
I was in the rebellious teen stage. I think that kind of entered in all parts of my life. It hit grades, obviously. Like, I did not do well in high school. And I think kind of over-committing to video games, although may not have been the best thing for me at the time, I think actually kind of had a pretty major payoff for me.
And Doug, Dad, what did you think when Derek got offered a gaming scholarship from Robert Morris University?
Let's just say we had a little bit of healthy skepticism. I still remember really clearly the day that he walked downstairs and said, "Yeah, I just got an email from a guy who said, asked me if I wanted to play video games with a scholarship and go to college." And we, you know, the first thing out of my wife and my mouth was, "Well, you didn't send him any money, did you?"
So, scam.
But 2 weeks later, we were on a plane headed to Robert Morris for their basically open house orientation day to check out the school. I went online and did some research about Robert Morris and found out it was a not-for-profit university. It had been around since 1913, had a pretty substantial degree offerings, even though it was a smaller school. So we thought, wow, you know, this really might pay off.
What about you, Derek? What did you think when you got offered a college scholarship for gaming?
I guess I initially partly thought it was maybe a scam, maybe just a very small scholarship to get people to pull in. But once we visited, once we kind of went through what Robert Morris is about and kind of what their plan was, it was pretty clear that it was going to be a great opportunity.
Doug, what's it been like watching your son compete at the college level?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's actually been maybe more intense than even being at, you know, the baseball game when he was on the mound or up to the plate, especially given the venue and the draw that some of their events have had.
Wait a minute, more people than a crowd at a baseball game?
Oh, wow, amazingly more. I think the first match of their season this year followed on the heels of a professional game, and the audience, just the online viewership for it, was well over 90,000 people. And then when I went back to their Final Four for the North American Collegiate Series playoff this year in Boston, the venue alone was well over 70,000 or 80,000 people. And just the thousands of people standing there watching the 45-foot screen was just, you know, it's enough to take your breath away. Watching them up there on the stage with their headsets on, communicating with each other, and, you know, pretty intense.
If you'd gone to an amazing sports game, I might say, what was the most exciting play? So I guess I'll ask you that.
Well, when you see your son basically do a triple kill or you know, a 3v1 or a 2v1 and emerge, you know, victorious out of a tight situation like that, just seeing that strategy emerge and, you know, to see the mechanics of their play and recognizing the difficulty and the challenges that they're going through when they're doing it, wasn't unlike watching him play chess when he was, you know, a youngster, little kid, at large tournaments.
That's interesting, because I was going to say, you know, I like watching my son score a goal, but how would I feel about watching my son score a triple kill? Although I suppose, you know, chess is a metaphorical kill as well, right? It's a battlefield.
Oh, yeah, and he was I don't know if you knew this about him, but he was actually involved at a really early age in chess. As a kindergartner, he and his three classmates from St. Mike's in Olympia actually won the national championship in Dallas. And that was that. I think that is probably what sets him aside maybe from some of the other gamers in the forum that he's in now, is that kind of that depth of strategic thinking about, you know, where you're going to be four plays from now versus, you know, just reacting to what's on the field in front of you at the time.
Derek, you have a proud sports father. What's it like playing in front of him and tens of thousands of people with your college team?
It's pretty nerve-wracking, to be honest. I mean, playing in, like, live on stage in front of thousands of people is something that it's very hard to describe. I mean, they have white noise in your headset so you can't hear the casters and the announcers for the game. And when you do something really well or you do something really bad, there's just a massive eruption from the crowd. And, I mean, no amount of white noise can block out that kind of volume. So the adrenaline rush is just spectacular.
So, Derek, what do you say to kids whose parents don't like them gaming?
I would say that if your kid has a true passion for what he wants to do and you can see that he actually really wants to make something of himself in this, it's definitely a growing field. It's forever going to be something that's going to continue to grow and grow and grow as generations go on. And I'm not saying that this is the perfect alternative for everyone. I'm not saying people give up sports. I mean, I love sports. I love baseball. I love basketball. I love football. I love them all. But if this is your true calling and your kid's very interested in it, I think he deserves a shot, or she.
To you, is gaming a sport?
So before I started to actually get into video games, I didn't really think it was a sport. It was something for fun, and it was something that I did with my friends to have a good time. But I think once I got into the competitive side of video games and once I actually put in the hours and everything that was required of me, I started to realize that not only is the mental strain much harder than the other sports that I had played, and it was just much more grueling hours, but I think that kind of compensated for the lack of the physical aspect of video games. So although initially I didn't really believe it was a sport, I think over all the work and time and preparation I put into it, that it actually kind of turned into a sport for me.
I think that this is basically the future of sports for, you know, a whole sector of the population that maybe isn't as physically inclined. And, you know, and Derek doesn't fit that stereotype either because he's, I mean, 6'1", 210, and, you know, pretty well built. But I think it opens up a whole nother level of opportunity for kids who you know, maybe are never going to see a professional level at a, what are your sort of traditional sports. And I think that there's this whole, you know, teamwork component, and, you know, I really truly believe that the exertion and the mental acuity and the hand-to-eye coordination and reaction times and all that, you know, really put it on a playing field with a lot of sport. You know, I don't know that I really regarded it that before I had the experience in, you know, watching Derek over these last couple of years. But, I mean, you know, they'll sit in a practice and say, okay, now, you know, when this happens, you've got to have your player advance over to this other part of the map, you know, in 4.6 seconds. And the guy makes it in 4.9. So he turns around and he goes back and he does it again and he does it again and he does it again. So that the execution, the timing, the strategy, the hand-to-eye coordination, and then the true intensity of the physical reactions when they're in play really are a whole bunch more intense, I think, than people would really, really recognize or know about.
Well, you've both given fans and parents a lot to think about. Derek, you're going to be the first person in America to graduate with a gaming scholarship. Where are you going to take your gaming after that?
I'm going to retire from gaming. I think once I graduate, this is kind of my last hurrah. This is kind of the end of my career.
Why?
And this is, I've put years into kind of trying to be a professional player, and I'm using Robert Morris and this opportunity as a way to kind of jumpstart my kind of career into something in the real world. And I think that's what's so great about this is that we're able to create a medium between someone who has to sit in their basement and play video games all day or someone who goes pro. And this is kind of allowing people to have the option to further themselves while also doing what they love.
Okay, so maybe unlike some gamers, you've got 1 foot IRL. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, 1 foot in real life, yep. A lot of people have aspirations to go pro in our program, and I don't blame them at all. But I think that for me personally, this is kind of my last hurrah.
The last hurrah of Derek Michaud. That's Derek and his father, Doug, talking about the fact that Derek is about to be the first person in America to graduate with a varsity gaming scholarship.